The government is moving forward with detailed planning for a high-speed rail link between Sydney and Newcastle, aiming to reduce travel time to just 1 hour. This major investment could transform the region's growth, economy and housing markets. To learn more about the potential impact of the high-speed rail project, the Wise Momino Shuka spoke with Professor Chris Petit from the University of New South Wales City Futures Research Centre.
The project needs to start somewhere, and I guess with Newcastle, it's a growing regional area that's looking at urban transformation from being a city based on fossil fuels. So it provides an excellent opportunity to bring in some transformational infrastructure to connect Newcastle and make it, from a job perspective and I guess an up and coming city perspective, a lot more connected in as a second tier city and hub to Sydney. So having high speed rail connecting Newcastle through to Central Coast through to Sydney opens up a sort of a huge growth corridor.
What would be the sort of impacts and growth that Newcastle would see from this high speed train?
Well, you're going to see significantly high density development around the high speed rail stations. You'd be expecting there's going to be more jobs and businesses that are going to want to relocate in Newcastle and around these stations, which is going to be good for local employment opportunities. You'll see a number of residents who would not be thinking of living out in Central Coast in Newcastle that currently have jobs in Sydney, seriously thinking about making that shift to have more of that regional lifestyle, which we see in many European cities. People work in cities like, say, Amsterdam or Rotterdam, and they live in more regional centres because they can get to those jobs in the big cities a lot quicker.
The project is expected to already cost around $90 billion. The government has said it could boost the economy around $250 billion in the next 50 years. Would you say that's an accurate assumption?
Well, look, $90 billion is obviously a lot of money. And unfortunately, the longer that we take to build this infrastructure, it's been talked about for decades, the cost keeps going up. When the government did a report around 2012 and they looked at the costings for the high-speed rail, it was somewhere around $114 billion for 1,500 kilometres connecting Brisbane to Sydney to Canberra to Melbourne, and obviously a lot of regional centres being connected through that network. So if we wind forward now to 2026, that cost for one leg is now $90 billion. So I guess there's the cost of waiting, there's huge productivity benefits, less time people spending in cars, the benefits of unlocking future areas for housing and more affordable housing.
We spoke about the benefits, but what are the biggest risks delivering this project?
How they managed to time and to budget, so any sort of delays. And in this environment where the government target nationally is to build 1.2 million houses, as at the same time we've got transformational infrastructure, metros going in, a new airport, there's a labour shortage issue. And so being able to ensure that we have that labour force available to build, to do the tunnelling, to do all the work that's required, that will be one of the pressure points.
What does this project mean for, I guess, the rest of Australia?
Yeah, look, I think the high-speed rail is an infrastructure that Australia needs. I mean, many countries around the world have high-speed rail. You've got China that's been building high-speed rail, connecting cities. It's about 50,000 kilometres of high-speed rail. And the benefits that is bringing for its residents is significant. But we've got cities in Europe. You look in, say, Italy in the 1970s. They built their first leg of high-speed rail, which is sort of, I guess, similar to what we are doing here in Australia between Newcastle and Sydney. So Florence to Rome, about 250 kilometres. And they started with that one leg. And now they have a dedicated national infrastructure of high-speed rail, which is realising significant benefits for Italians and also connecting them in, you know, to other places. So we need to start somewhere. And so having this first leg, which has been considered to be the most expensive leg, but getting that done should then provide the first leg, which then we can build out as part of a national roadmap for a human settlement strategy for the southeast part of Australia.
That was Professor Chris Petit from the University of New South Wales City Futures Research Centre speaking to Romina Shakur.